By the way, are you guys good at giving blood? Because I gave blood yesterday, and the nurse kept on asking me every 5 seconds if I was okay. And I was trying to like tough it out and be like, yeah, I'm fine. But I was like saying it with my eyes closed because I was not fine, and I did not want to look at the blood in my arm.
I've passed out twice giving blood. Not once, but twice. Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Lebatard. Pablo Torres here and Izzy Gutierrez. I just did it to myself. What just happened there? Let's get started.
Not going great.
I was going to ruin it by saying I can't give blood because I sleep with men, so...
Does Tyler Hero's 37-point explosion change how you view the Heat?
All right, so Pat Riley has been around the finals across six decades as a player, as a coach, as an executive. Before this postseason started, I asked him what he expected from this team. And his question to me back was, what are the young guys going to do in the medieval moments of the playoffs? 37 points, one turnover, the ball handed to him and said, make us offense here. We're not doing it. You create all of it. This team believes that this kid could be better than Devin Booker with his growth. And what he did yesterday is a point total that Jason Tatum has never had in the playoffs, that Pablo's beloved Joel Embiid has never had in the playoffs, that Jaylen Brown has never had in the playoffs. He did it without being able to buy a beer legally. So they have great hopes for this kid. It just wasn't supposed to be so fast.
Yeah, and I think this is the fun part about watching sort of young players bloom and grow into themselves, watching it happen when we didn't expect it, but then you sort of double down and do it in the playoffs. It's just so refreshing to watch. And I think this is the part about Tyler Hero that's been interesting is, so when the Heat drafted him, everybody was confused as to what exactly his skill set is. What is his strength outside of just shooting, right? Because everybody in the league these days seems like can shoot. Well, as we continue to go through the season, you realize, oh, he has the best handles on the team. He had a game in the bubble. We had Grant Williams looking like Bambi out there. You know, his layup package, he is not a physical being, right? He looks pretty frail, and he knows he has to sort of throw high off the rim or avoid shot blockers. He has all that. Remember that one brilliant scoop shot that he had in the game right before the playoffs started? And the passing ability, the playmaking ability. It wasn't until we got to the bubble where he was given those responsibilities. And it's like he's had them his entire career. He knows exactly where to go, what to do, which passes to make. First game of his Eastern Conference Finals, I believe, nearly had a triple-double. So this guy is legit. He went from being a maybe, in my mind, a maybe one- or two-time All-Star when I saw him at the beginning of the season. Now I think he can live in the All-Star game if he plays like this regularly.
He strikes me as one of those TikTok kids who just found a genie. Like, I look at Tyler Hero and I understand all of the statistics. It also just seems like he is living the life of a 20-year-old's dreams beyond his imagination, except when he was 14 years old, it turns out. I just looked this up. When did he join Twitter, just for a sense of, like, chronological perspective? He joined Twitter in 2014. He was 14 years old. His Twitter handle, for those uninitiated, is RAF Tyler. Rich and famous Tyler. That kid at 14 fulfilled that prophecy, ends up being a guy who has all of the accomplishments that you just mentioned at this age, is somehow averaging like 7 rebounds during the series, is somehow an excellent finisher at the rim despite having a wingspan that is shorter than his height, a rare thing in the NBA. All of these characteristics, plus the fact, and we should not underestimate this, the way he looks to do that against the Boston Celtics is as if, like, some young 20-year-old Filipino sports writer came along, started his own podcast, took my spot on this show, and then proceeded to punch me in the face every day for the next 10 years. That's how painful I imagine this specific character is to the Boston Celtics.
How did he make that story about himself, Izzy? How did he manage to do that?
It was a winding road, but he got there.
I always get there.
We yammered and yammered and yammered, and the people are waiting to hear from one person, and he don't sound much like us. There was a very happy old Cuban man prancing through the neighborhood with his shirt over his head, lasso style, last night.
I'm so happy. Tyler bleeping Hero. I love that little guy. The Heat are going to the finals. Fun fact, Jason Tatum and I had the same number of points in the first half. Maybe that's the reason the 76ers isn't drafting Paolo.
Of course.
I trust Barrales' process. Hey, Bill Simmons, Larry Bird ain't walking through the phallic. That door.
One title, damn.
In 34 years. Are you me? They won half of their title before I was born. They won half of their titles before Bob Bryant was born. Do you want to see my pussy impersonation?
Wow.
The last time the Celtics were good, Robert Cleveland was the president. Oh, it is 2020. I got only one more thing to say. Welcome to another decade of irrelevance. Damn it, those Lakers. Damn it, LeBron. Gordon Hayward missed his son's birthday for that. I wish I had missed Dan's birth. He wasn't a very cute baby.
Oh, come on. What was that at the end? That seems totally gratuitous. My father out here trying to represent swag with sunglasses, I assure you, are $299.
Meanwhile, 92-year-old Bob Cousy is at home like, why am I bleeding suddenly?
What did I do? What did I do to that old man?
And 2-year-old Dan Le Batard still had the beard.
Yeah, unbelievable there. That's still my body.
The Lakers whine to the NBA that scrappy underdog LeBron isn't getting enough foul calls. How do you expect that to affect the pivotal game four tonight?
All right, excellent pukey producer voice here. Now, we have been doing this across 10 years because the other series between Miami and Boston, Pat Riley was responding to Danny Ainge with a shut the bleep up because LeBron James was complaining about foul calls and Danny Ainge was calling him a whiner. So, of course, this is an annual tradition around here with a player that it must be impossible to officiate. I'm talking about history of the league impossible to officiate because he's so big, because only Shaq is comparable and Shaq didn't have the ball dribbling all over the way this guy is. I wouldn't want to be officiating him. I understand why LeBron is complaining all the time about getting hit.
I understand it too. I just have a message for the Lakers. Don't worry about it. The NBA understands. Like, the Lakers lobbying the NBA to help the Lakers get into an NBA Finals that badly needs the Lakers for TV ratings is like writing a letter campaign to ESPN like, we need more Stephen A. You're going to get more Stephen A. Don't worry. We're on top of that. In fact, if you watch the end of the last game, when Rajon Rondo was leading that comeback, everyone was marveling, how are they doing this? And then cutting to video of like Rondo holding Jamal Murray's arms and punching Paul Millsap in the face to no whistles being heard anywhere in the building. I have a good sense that the Lakers fans will be satisfied after this coming game.
I don't know if Lakers fans will be satisfied maybe with the refereeing, but this just sort of reeks of desperation, does it not? Isn't this where you go to? Like, you look at the stat sheet from that game and say, oh, wow, LeBron had a 30-point triple-double. Ah, but he only had a couple free throws. That's what we're going to blame because, I mean, outside, what are you going to do? Get on Anthony Davis for only having a couple of rebounds? You can, but you're not going to say that, right? So you've got to go directly to the refs. I didn't look at that game and say, hey, LeBron not getting to the free throw line was the difference in that one. The Nuggets have kind of unlocked something since the second half of the previous game where they lost on the Anthony Davis shot, and they have a lot. They are giving the Lakers everything they can handle right now. And if it means LeBron's going to get to the line 10, 12 times, great. It worked for them, but I don't think that's going to automatically be the answer for them answering the Nuggets offense because the Nuggets have figured something out.
Coming up next on my Sons TV show.
Whoa!
That's right.
Yo!
That's
the
right.
Pecs on that one.
Flexing!
Yeah.
Puffing his chest. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
A bit
the
demonic.
Pan down there was interesting.
A bit demonic. It did seem to aggressively and disrespectfully scratch its bum as well. Let's see what we have here from a goat, though. You guys are telling me we got a goat?
National Voter Registration Day is September 22nd. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Do you question if this goat is more of a beefcake than that jacked kangaroo?
Ah, the return of the Jack Kangaroo. I didn't mean to seem so much more excited about this question than any of the other previous questions. But we've got a jacked kangaroo from our past that you guys might remember. Let's see what we have here so everyone can drink some of this beefcake in.
Whoa! That's right.
Pecs on that one.
Flexing.
Yeah.
Puffing his chest. Oh, yeah. Whoa. The pan down there was interesting.
A bit demonic. It did seem to aggressively and disrespectfully scratch its bum as well. Let's see what we have here from a goat, though. You guys are telling me we got a goat?
Hey, buddy.
Yo!
That's not a goat.
Oh, my God.
Come on. That is not a goat.
That is a unicorn with an extra horn.
That is a horse with horns.
That is clearly Tyler Hero's father, Tyler Hero being the baby goat. And, of course, this is what his dad would look like.
That is several people inside of a costume. Play that again? Why did we stop playing that? I need to see this again.
Hey, buddy.
Look at those shoulders. Look at that. Like, I don't even know what to call. What is he? What are those muscles called?
I think they are, but I'm more impressed with the guy who was just on a bicycle and decides to get off and film this horny goat, because that thing looks like it's going to kick your.
I think we've actually seen something more jacked on this.
Is this going to be the railroad tracks again? This isn't going to be it. Yeah,
no,
it is.
I was hoping to see Poppy's belly.
Come on.
Can we get that instead? This is old.
That is my goat. That's the goat right there.
The truth is, the first ones that I took, and this was early in the morning or like 9, it was up against like this white wall, and I'm staring directly into the sun, and my eyes are just turning purple and, you know, tearing up, and then had to do the rest of them like that. And it was just
The suffering of a railroad model.
It's so relatable. That's deeply relatable.
It's hard work. The last time I was lounging against some railroad tracks, I also had problems with my eyesight.
Your muscles glisten so much without any artificial enhancement that it becomes a problem? Yeah, all the time I face that. It's my struggle.
Do you question if this moose is a warlock?
All right, that's a good question. If you're wondering to yourself, why has this little show been on every day for damn near a decade and never, ever sniffed even a sports Emmy? It's because of questions like that one, and in general, the Emmy we should have won for all of our Warlock coverage, which has been better than any Warlock coverage anywhere at the network. Here is a brief history of our library of Warlock.
Whoa!
That defies all explanation.
Sideline is incomplete off the fingertips.
That is not a normal human thing. Watch the ball here.
Where'd it go?
Where's the ball? Who has the ball?
What?
Texas with a bank shot goal.
Yeah, I don't know how that goal
was scored.
How do
those folks at the Emmys ignore this? This is clearly magic.
Yes, that is Mariah Carey. There's not a chair there. No chair. Yeah. Okay.
I still don't know how people do that one. Yeah.
What do you mean people? They're not people. That's why, because they're warlocks. So let's see what is our recent nominee here. Oh, come on.
Is he running on water?
Wait a minute. Is that real?
It's a juice. The juice is loose.
That is Moosianic.
How is that possible? That's like an optical illusion, isn't it? It's got to be. No? I don't know.
Is he on stilts?
A moose on its own is like a super jacked deer, so I'm already terrified of moose. But that in particular, I mean, that feels like CGI. I hate to throw aspersions journalistically at the newest addition to the Warlock montage, but that
can't
be
real,
right?
That can't be real. But this is the same show that was tricked recently by a pig on a ball, and we all thought it was a pig. And I'm asking Pablo, I'm like, that's not a pig. How can that be a pig? A pig can't roll on a ball through a subway station in Japan. And what happened, Pablo? You did more journalistic work there, and what'd you find out?
Somehow, Dan Le Batard, the guy with the AOL email account, was the only one to raise a flag, a journalistic flag, into whether this was a CGI pig. And yes, it absolutely was a CGI pig. I apologize to America.
We ruined that video. Ruined it.
I finally changed my AOL address this year.
Thank you, Izzy. Thank you. Thank you. Don't allow him to AOL shame us. Thank you.
tonight at 8:20 p.m. Thursday night, football, Dolphins, and Jaguars.
Mike Ryan, the executive producer of our radio show, said something funny and true today when he said, I think tonight we'd rather have just a three-hour preview of Ravens Chiefs Monday night than this particular game between Jacksonville and Miami. Fitzpatrick against Minshew, it's a facial hair battle. Here's what they have to say.
I mean, I think the beard is a cooler look. And I think guys that grow mustaches a lot of times have patchy sides for their beards. So they just stick with the mustache.
You know, I think I've shown I can grow a beard with no patchy sides. But, you know, I'm gonna have respect for my elders, you know, especially when they're much, much elder. Oh.
I love that Gardner Minshew looks like Jacksonville, that he sounds like Jacksonville, and I think he should play tonight wearing those jean shorts that he likes to wear. He is so Jacksonville. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am intrigued, but hold on. How old is Gardner Minshew? Because he's talking about his elders. Gardner Minshew, I know, is like a young player. He looks like he's 45. Maybe that is, in fact, because of the facial hair, but can we get a check on that? How old is he?
He's lived. I'm going to guess
he's
24
years old. Yeah. What?
25, I would have guessed.
Lived a lot. Probably not a lot of sunscreen, right? Just lives and just wears the cutoffs and the
weathered
shorts, which I think
weathered.
I've got a poster of that in my bedroom. Don't ask me why. I actually am very much intrigued by this, but I actually want to know, is Gardner Minshew for real? It's the new question for me for this year. I don't really want to watch any Jags game to figure it out, but I do want to watch this one.
On YouTube, Trevor Bauer's vlog.
All right, he is, what is the word here? He is interesting. He is loopy. He says things, and baseball players don't usually say things. So he's facing Tim Anderson the other day, and Tim Anderson told him, you like all this other stuff so much, like vlogging, vlog this. So Trevor Bauer did.
Top of the order, Tim Anderson. This one is in the air to deep center field. Senzel is back. He is not going to get this one. It's gone. Second home run given up by Bauer in this inning.
Well, sometimes you win and sometimes you get got. Definitely got tonight. Tim Anderson homered me. Dead center. Watched it travel a little bit. Walked it out of the box. And then was mic'd up for it. Said,
hey, make sure y'all tell him to put that on his YouTube channel too.
Hey, no
vlog about that.
Make sure you tell him to vlog about that. So, TA, here you are. Get this man a shout out for his YouTube channel. Good job, TA. You're still soft for not bat flipping it. Expected better out of you.
God, I wish baseball was always like this. Pablo, are you intrigued?
I am very intrigued. Somewhere the ghost of old Haas Radborn is lamenting the fact that we're now playing baseball trash talk videos that involve a selfie stick, which is what Trevor Bauer was using. But keep in mind also, Trevor Bauer is, I think, the de facto Cy Young Award winner in the NL. I mean, like, what he did yesterday, he threw a curveball that bounced, like, feet in front of the plate, and Christian Yelich swung and missed for his 12th strikeout of the game. He's incredible. I just hope he keeps on doing all of this.
What was the baseball player that you referenced there?
Christian Yelich?
No, the one from the old-timey days.
Oh, old Haas Radborn?
Okay, you say that as if
an
we should have known
person?
That. My bad. Izzy, are you intrigued?
Obviously.
I mean, I love Trevor Bauer. I wish everybody was like him. I'm with you there, Dan. It is very rare to find a pitcher that can give up a home run and then own the guy immediately afterward. It was hilarious.
All right, we're out of time. Pablo Torre, if you want some more journalism, ESPN Daily is the podcast. And Izzy's also got something to promote. It's this photograph of him on railroad tracks, lounging, shirtless, and not oily. That is glistening, sweltering, wonderful, sensual sweat. Can you guys put up on the screen anything Haas Radborn related, like just some
old
key stats,
Haas Radborn,
his photograph, whatever his name is, his photograph, the years that he played, like give me his career. How long ago did that person die?
And you don't have to put old in front of his name to know that he was old.
That's correct. That is so correct, because yes, we knew from his name that he was old. I want more information on this person.
He died at age 42 on February 5th. 1897.
What are you doing? Why are you expecting millennials to know that reference?
You want a selfie stick? Here's a selfie stick. Oh, wait, hold on. Here's before I let you go. Here's a Wikipedia snippet from Old House Radbourne's page. After retiring from baseball, Radbourne opened up a successful billiard parlor and saloon in Bloomington, Illinois. He was seriously injured in a hunting accident soon after retirement, in which he lost an eye and spent most of his remaining years shut up in a back room of the saloon.
With one eye.
That's real. Real so facts.
He absolutely had an eye patch there,
thing,
right?
You reference.
I mean, yeah.
Everyone should know it.
Wait a minute. It is speculated Radbourne might be the namesake of the Charlie horse.
Oh, we just
what?
Shut
He's
up.
Also known to be the first person photographed gesturing the middle finger? He's responsible for the middle finger? What?